Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to thank God, my family, and all of my friends who are tuned in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry at this particular minute, at this particular hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Then we're going to pray unto God. And then we're going to come from Philippians 4 and 8. And we are going to hear a word from God. And I know that God has a mighty, powerful word that is encouraging, yet uplifting, and that will help us make it through the week. Because God says that this week is our week. And I know that it has been raining and there have been storms physically, storms mentally. But God says that he is going to raise us up. Amen. And he says that he is going to grow us into the people on whom we should be. Without further ado, I want to go ahead and read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy, holy word. Amen. And we are going to listen to one song before we get into the hour of prayer. And the reason why is because I want to encourage you as you listen. Because a lot of people have been through the storm, a physical storm and a mental storm. There are many spirits out there who are down, many spirits who are angry, many spirits who are upset. But I come to tell you that we serve a God who keeps blessing us anyhow. But the key, as I said before, is to keep going. You can't give up, and you can't throw in the towel. Now, since we've spoken, as of this past week, there have been many people who have thrown in the towel for whatever reason. They have given up. They've become depressed and committed suicide, or they've left, or other things have happened. But I serve notice that we're going to evict Satan. Amen. And we're going to tell Satan to get up under our feet. And we're going to let God come in. So as you get yourself together and as you prepare your heart to go before the presence of God, even before we pray, we're going to play this song. You have 8 minutes and 52 seconds to get ready to get into the presence of God, because we serve a true and living God. Our God is not dead. He is alive. There's no problem that you have. There's no pain that you have. There's no crisis that you have that is too big for God. Because God says the prayer of the righteous avails much. So therefore, let us exalt his holy name. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Where's the house? The house is your heart, ladies and gentlemen. You can have church anywhere. And so I want to play this song, The Lord Keeps Blessing Me, by the Mississippi Mass Choir. And when we come back, we're going to be ready to actually receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to receive a word after we pray. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love, Live, Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
The Lord keeps blessing me. The Lord keeps blessing me. The Lord.
Thank you.
All right. That was the Lord keeps blessing me. Amen. The Lord keeps blessing me by the Mississippi Mass Choir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is prayer time. And we are going to pray unto the Lord. There are many things that's going on in America. There's many things that are going on right here in Waco, Texas. And we are going to take everything to the Lord in prayer. We're going to pray unto God for our youth. We're going to pray unto God for people. We're going to pray unto God for blessings and for people in the hospitals and for people who have lost something or someone. We are going to pray. I don't know what my prayer is going to be. I have no idea. But I want to get into the very presence of God. And I know it's daylight, but I am going to turn off the lights because I want to focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord says that we walk by faith and not by sight. When we pray unto God, we get into our secret closets. And many people physically get into a closet and pray. Amen. But God says that once we are in the presence of God, wherever we are, he says, even when you are in the midst of your storm, when you are in your lowest point, he says that even when you get to that point and you're in the presence of God, you are in your secret closet. Excuse me. So do not feel like you have to be in a place by yourself. Sometimes your storms are in public. Sometimes your storms are in private. But God says, in any rate, he says, I will be with you in that right early. Amen? And so we are going to get into the presence of God. And we are going to just thank God and reverence God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the mountain experiences. I thank you for the valley moments. I thank you for the tests. I thank you for just being there. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for my health. We thank you for our lives, because many of us take it for granted. And God doesn't have to wake us up in the morning, and he don't have to give us a reasonable portion of our strength. And so if you're not happy, get happy. Amen. If you're in pain, declare and decree right now that your pain is removed so that you can enjoy the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. We are going to usher the Lord in because some people are still not ready, believe it or not. You've tuned in to the ministry. Thank you so much. But your heart is not ready to receive the Lord. And that is between you and God, because we have to carry on about our Father's business. But as the song begins to play, and as God begins to soften your heart, we're going to pray unto God to break the yokes. If you're angry with someone, stop being angry. If you're going through a difficult trial, God says, focus on what is right, not what is popular. God says, if you've been through the storms and if you've had sleepless nights, he says, get some rest tonight. I declare that you get some rest. If you're going through something, God says, give it to him tonight. You have to prepare yourself. I can't prep you, amen, to be ready for God. That is between you and God. But what I can do is I can get into the presence of God. I can get us into the presence of God. And we can pray unto God for whatever it is, whatever disposition you have. If you're depressed, seek help from the Lord first, then seek help. There is no problem too big for God. Many people are giving up. They're taking innocent lives because they don't see a way out. Everywhere they go, it's a dead end street. I serve notice today that we serve a God who is bigger and better and stronger than anything you can ever go with. Some of you, you've been in a storm, and when you get back up and look up, there's another one. God only gives his toughest battles to his toughest soldiers. So we are going to pray to God. And my allergies are messing up a little bit, but we're still going to pray unto God. And I want you to get into the presence of God and forget about yourself and concentrate on the goodness of God. because he didn't have to wake you up this morning. He didn't have to give you a reasonable portion of your health and strength. He didn't have to bless you to make it to this point right here. But he did. And I say thank you. And so let's get into the presence of God. If we continue to pray while the music stops, that's fine. Or if we finish before, that's still fine. But we are going to be into the presence of God. You have to be ready to receive God. You have to come on this ministry expecting something. The motivational talk should have already been done before you got here. You have to be ready to receive the breakthrough. You have to be ready to go through some tests for those of you who have not been. Some of us have already been through tests. You have to be ready. You have to be prepared so that God can take you to your destiny. Let's get ready to pray. Amen. And once again, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. Lord, just for that we say thank you. Lord, you started us on our way and you restored our minds and we were in our right minds. Lord, you blessed us to be able to see our family and our friends, and you blessed us to fellowship, Lord, whether it was at home or in church or wherever we were at, Lord. Lord, we come to you with an humble heart and a mind that's made up that we're going to serve you, Lord. Before we go any further, Lord, I pray for the people on this line, Lord. I pray for distressed hearts, depressed hearts, Lord, angry hearts, Lord. I pray for wondering hearts. I pray for crying hearts, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you fix it, Lord? Because you're the only one who can fix it. Lord, if there's someone in distress, we ask, would you remove their burdens right now and calm them down? Lord, if there's someone whose kids are in trouble, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you rescue them, Heavenly Father, and show them the right way, Lord? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the mountain experiences, and we thank you for those valley moments, Lord. And we're expecting something great this week, Lord. Each person who's on, Lord, we're expecting a breakthrough, Lord, because you said so. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord, who are having emergency surgery, Lord, those who are having regular surgery, and those who have been there, and those who have given birth, Lord. And we ask for just healing power for those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We ask, would you touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those bikers who were in Waco, Texas, Lord. Whatever happened, whatever anger was in between them, whatever foolishness that the devil despised, we ask, Lord, would you just be with each and every one of them and comfort those who have lost their lives or those who were injured, and comfort the people who had to witness such a thing, Lord. But Lord, once again, that was a test, Lord. And we say thank you. Lord God, we ask that you bless each one of those family members and those friends to be able to get over whatever it is, whatever discrepancy, whatever misunderstanding there was. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you break the yokes, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless our youth, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Father. We ask that you put role models in their lives, Lord, where they will be able to walk the straight and narrow. And when they get off track, Lord, we ask that we put them on the correct track and we show them the correct way, Lord, and not uphold wrong and encourage wrong in their little lives, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless each senior who's graduating. Amen, Lord. Would you keep them safe, Lord? Would you protect them, Heavenly Father? Would you bless their parents and their grandparents and their aunties and their uncles and their friends and the people who cheer them on, Heavenly Father? Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the elderly? And would you bless those who do not have anyone to come and see about them, Lord? Lord God, we ask that you bless those who say, pray for me, those who are depressed and those who are stressed out, Lord. We ask that you give them that extra strength and that extra courage and that extra might and that extra will to just keep on keeping on. Lord, we thank you for the Love Live Jesus ministry, Lord. We thank you for the hosts. We thank you for the guests who are coming on, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help this ministry go higher and higher in you. And the places that we should go, Lord, we ask that we continue to magnify who you are, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this to be a prosperity week, Lord. And we ask and we thank you for the breakthroughs, Lord. We thank you for the blessings, Lord. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for those that you close, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to walk in the power of the will that you have given us, Lord, because we know that besides you there is none other. Lord, we thank you for our family. Lord, we thank you for our friends. Lord, if someone is displaced or disenfranchised, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the United States of America? Would you bless the leader, Lord? Would you bless those who are making decisions, Lord? Would you help those who need to make decisions to make the right decision, the right choice? Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Lord, to continue to be faithful to you on Sundays, Lord? Heavenly Father, if kids are out playing basketball or playing games or sleeping late on Sunday, we ask that you touch them and awaken them, Lord, so they can run to the house of the Lord, or at least allow the house of the Lord to be in their hearts, Lord. Because there's going to come a time when every knee is going to bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. And Lord, we ask that people stop praying on Sundays and run to the church house to see what the Word of God is about, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that you bless those who have turned away from you and those who do not believe in you, Lord. We ask that you bless their souls, Lord. We ask that you bless their minds, Lord, and would you touch them, Heavenly Father. I come to you today standing for all of the youth who do not know you, Lord. And I'm asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help them to experience something where they will be able to know that you are God. They will be able to know that you are not make-believe, that you're real. And the more they communicate with you, the more they study their Bibles, the more they read, the more they get to know you, the more they go to church and fellowship with the saints of God, the easier their life will become, Lord. We ask that you be a shield of protection around all of our children, Lord, all over this world. We thank you, Lord, for sparing the life of the baby who was drugged by a bus somewhere in another state, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the covering. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, for the lives of our youth, Lord, and we ask that you continue to just wrap your arms around them because they are in trouble, Lord. They need role models, Lord. They need people to show them the way. They need tough love, Lord. They need people who will tell them this is wrong and point to them and point the right direction. Lord, help us, Heavenly Father, as people of God, men and women of God, to be able to go out into the communities and go out into the world and let the children know that Satan has no place to live in their hearts, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray this week for each child around the world, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you fill them up and give them an experience that they'll never forget? Because we know that each one of them needs you, Heavenly Father. And not only our children, but our adults, Lord. Some of us are lost. Lord, we ask you, would you show us the way, Heavenly Father, and would you help us to stay rooted and planted in you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask, have mercy on those who are depressed. Have mercy on those who are stressed, Lord. We ask, would you come into their lives and introduce yourself, Lord, because they don't know who you are. We ask that you bind their hands to save their lives, Lord, if it be your will. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, to bless our young teens, Lord, those who are growing up, to be responsible, to be respectful, and to be resilient in this time of evil, this time of trouble, Lord. And Lord, we say thank you for answering these prayers, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask and we thank you for the manna that came down, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for all of the seeds that you continue to plant all over this world. And we thank you for the water that's keeping it and allowing it to grow, Lord. And now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, and as we anoint each person who's online and those who will be online, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless this prayer to fall on fresh ground. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you crown my head from the top to the bottom, Lord, and would you help the words and allow the words to dispense from my mouth, Lord Jesus, like an oasis. And would you help people to grow, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rich word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those trying times. We thank you for those valley moments. We thank you for those mountain experiences, Lord. We thank you for the ability to pray, the ability to know who you are. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. 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 I have a yes, Lord, experience. I have a yes, Lord, in my soul. I have a yes, Lord, in my soul. And so the Lord is good. And before we get to our message, amen, I want you to know I serve notice, as I said before, that we serve a God who continues to bless us. We serve a God who continues to keep us. And as I said before, there's nothing too hard for the God that I'm telling you about. There's nothing too hard for the God that I'm talking about, because we serve a true and living God. El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, yeah. We serve a true and living God. And God says, just say yes, amen. We don't even know what we're saying yes to, but God says, say yes. And I'm saying yes to God, because whatever he has for me, I want it, amen. And so I'm saying yes to God. And as we allow the music to play, amen, we're going to listen to the voice of God, and we're going to disseminate the message of God to each and every one of you. And not only will this encourage you, but it will encourage me as well, because we serve a true and living God. And I want you all to get ready to get into the presence of God. And I want you to get a sheet of paper out, because you may need a sheet of paper, because the Lord is going to give us a word. And before the Lord gives us a word, I'm going to read Philippians, amen, 4 and 8 for your hearing. And when I read Philippians 4 and 8, you will know exactly where I'm going with this, amen, because the Lord has a great word for each and every one of us, because we all go through experiences, we all go through tribulations and trials, we all go through storms, and we all experience storms. If you're not dealing with a physical storm, you're dealing with a mental storm, amen. But we serve a God who is able to do everything well. We serve a God who is able to do everything great, amen. Praise God. Praise God. So get out a sheet of paper. I hear many of you trying to get some paper out. Get out a sheet of paper, and we're going to get into the presence of God. Then after which we're going to have announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a great evening and allow you to start on your way this week to your breakthrough. Amen. And my heart is beating fast, and my adrenaline is rushing, because anytime we say the name Jesus, I get excited. And I can't help myself. I can't contain myself, because God has been good to me. Amen. And so I just want everybody to understand what the adrenaline rush is about and what the excitement in my voice is about. It's about the love of God, the passion of Christ, and how I feel about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At this time, you should... with, and I'm going to actually get another phone here so that we will not be cut off. Amen. I'm going to get another phone so we will not be cut off here. And once I get this particular phone, we're going to go ahead and read Philippians 4 and 8. And I'm going to give you some extra time. I'm going to switch phones here. Amen. The power of God is upon us. The power of God is upon us. And I have a yes spirit in my soul. I have a yes spirit in my soul. The power of God is upon us. Amen. All right, we're going to read Philippians 4 and 8. This is the King James Version. And it reads, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." I have read to you Philippians 4 and 8. And I want to give you a message, and you're going to hear some pauses that the Lord has given unto me. On this morning in children's sermon, I told the children that the fact of the matter is that we all have experienced a storm. And the analogy was, on this past week, I asked the children what came down from the sky. And of course, they told me there was water from the sky. I said, "Now, you do know that the water from the sky was clean." I said, "But what happened to that water when that water came out of the clouds?" And they told me that once the water came out of the clouds, the water fell on the ground. Amen. That is correct. So when the water fell on the ground, what happened was mud was made. Amen. And so because mud was made, that pure water became mud. And so on today, the message is think on the good things. Think on the good things. And I'm not only speaking to the adults, but I'm talking to the children as well. So you will hear me speak on a more mature level, and then you will hear me speak on a child's level, just as I did about the clouds. Now then, as we think about thinking on the good things, let's begin by just thinking about what the Lord has done for us today. Amen? Because if we think about everything that the Lord has done, we will be here for another year. Amen? So let's just go ahead and take our time, about 1 to 2 minutes, and write down what the Lord has done for us. Okay, I want you to stop. Now, think on the good things. You were able to write all of those great things that the Lord had done for you, such as waking you up this morning, blessing your family, and closing you in your right mind. All of those things, you were able to write them down, no problem. But God challenges us, and I'm going to give you this assignment for those of you who have not experienced a storm. God says that when you begin to experience a storm, and he's talking about when you feel yourself getting angry, when you feel like you are in the midst of a physical storm, such as the rain, and you're going to get wet because you left your umbrella in the car, or when you're going through a life storm and there has been a mishap, God says that he dares you to either think or write about the good things he has done. See, the problem is not that we can't write down the great things about God and we cannot think about the great things when storms are not in our lives. The challenge is that when the storms come, God says think on the good things when the storms come in your life. That is the way that you get to your destiny. God says when you feel yourself getting angry, when you feel yourself sad, you feel that you are depressed, and you don't know what to do, God says, try thinking on the good things. The good things of the Lord. When you are in a storm, just think about a situation that has made you angry, a situation that has made you depressed, a situation that you didn't know how you was going to get out of. See, God says our problem is we are focusing on the storm instead of focusing on his goodness and his mercy. You see, because praise is when we begin to praise God, the presence of God becomes in our heart and we change our character to become more godly. That's why God says, turn from your wicked ways. He says, turn from wickedness and think on the good things. Amen. That's what God is saying. So I had you perform that first exercise. I want you to write it down. And I want you to do this when you feel angry. This is an intervention, God calls it. Amen. Intervention so that you can get to your destiny. Because what happens is when you get angry, when you're depressed, when you're upset, when you don't know what to do, what happens is you go back to your old ways and you have to start over walking in the will of God. But God says when something happens, he says begin to think on the good things. Begin to think on the good things. Amen? So I want, that is the first challenge, because God says we are very near our destiny. Some people are going to experience their breakthroughs this week. Amen. I'm one of them. You're going to experience your breakthrough this week. But God says that some people are still getting ready. He's still testing people, he says. So he wants you to think on the good things. Is your disposition going to be bubbly, happy, and joyful? Maybe not. He says, but you will be thinking on the good things. That way God can begin to minister unto your soul, unto your broken soul, unto your angry soul, unto your wicked soul. And he will begin to break those yokes so that you can make the right decision instead of becoming angry. Amen? Amen. So God says he is going to allow you to be tested. He says, but think on the good things. Amen. Amen. Think on the good things. That's number one that the Lord is showing. Then he says, what he wants us to do is write down again the desires of our heart. Do not look at what you wrote 2 or 3 weeks ago, because God says the atmosphere has changed. He says some of you have experienced tests. Some of you have passed. Some of you have failed. He says, but at any rate, you still have desires. Don't sugarcoat anything. Don't leave off anything. God says, write the desires of your heart. He says, because when you get to your destiny, you can check those things off and write other desires. So I'm going to give us a minute or so to write the desires of our heart. And I really want you to think about your first, second, and third desire and write it down. Because we have another step after this, as the Lord is showing. And as you write those things down, we're going to listen to Mr. Lionel Richie, Jesus is Love, because he is love. And then we're going to come back, and I will have another activity that will go with the desires of your heart.
let you down.
I know
he's mine.
That was Jesus is Love by Lionel Richie and the Commodores. Now, with your list, you should have a great desire list. With your list, what I want you to do, I want you to already see yourself having these things. Now, a lot of people say, I've done this a million times, but you haven't done this next step that I'm going to give you. I want you to see yourself with these things that the Lord has given unto you. And I want you to do two things. The first thing is, how are you going to serve the people with it? Okay? And the second thing is, how are you going to give back unto God? And one more thing, I want you to pray over the desires. I want you to now get out your desire that you put in a little folder or that you kept under your pillow or that you put in a bag. And I want you to pray over those things, and I want you to be very sincere when you pray, because God is going to dispense some of your desires if you have not already done so. And so I want you to look at this list, okay? And I want you to begin to pray over your desires. Pray over your desires. And I'm going to put on, we're going to have a little moment of silence, and then I will have one more song after we finish with our message. So just think about it. Think about your desires. And we're going to have a moment of silence. All right, and so let's recap, because I have several people who have just joined, and we're going to be very brief with this. You can replay the broadcast. But when you're in a storm, it's hard to think about the good things because you're so focused on that storm, and that's the devil's tactic to get you off track. That's the devil's tactic to keep you from continuing to walk into the will of God. So God says you have to begin to think on the good things, amen, that he has done for you. Then number two, I had you to think about your desires, the desires of your heart. And not only did you think about them, but you actually saw yourself with them, and you began to pray unto God in the name of Jesus. And you asked the Lord for the desires of your heart according to his will and purpose, okay? So the Lord says, so you have thought about the good things, even in the storm, and God is conditioning us such as this. Then he says, the desires, your desires, the purpose of you even walking in the will of God, the purpose, your purpose on earth. He says, begin to pray over those things so that you would know how to utilize them to help the people. How are you going to service the people of God and the people who are not of God? How are you going to do that? Are you going to be able to do that? How are you going to serve those who don't know God, right? How are you going to do that? And so those two things are very important. And if you hear a pause, it's on purpose, because the Lord is speaking. Amen. And so once we have all of those things in position and in order, God says that we must then begin to prioritize. And when God says prioritize, he says he is a priority. Now, a lot of people say the church is in the heart, and it is. I always preach that. I said the church is in your heart. And since the church is in your heart, God says there are some things that he's going to have to condition us for. He says the first thing with this is the Lord wants to give us a brand. The Lord, and he's going to explain this, because it's different from the brand when you're talking about marketing. He says he wants to give us a brand. He wants to give us his brand. He says, number two, he wants to then put a value on our brand, a value on our brand. Then after which, God says that he is going to establish us in the valley, establish us in the valley, but we are going to have mountain experiences. And the Lord is going to explain that, mountain experiences. When the Lord speaks about brand, and you're going to have to excuse me because we have to hear from God. When the Lord speaks about brand, the Lord is revealing the word skill. The Lord says that you do things well in his name. He says your ministry, our ministry is well. He is well pleased. He is well pleased with speaking. He is well pleased with our image. He is well pleased with our heart. He is well pleased with our minds. He says, so therefore, you may inherit everything in his kingdom. He says, because you are his brand. He says, on earth, there is not a brand that is worth more than the kingdom of heaven. He says, because you are of his kind, of his brand, because you're walking in his image, because you're working for him, because you're employed by God and deployed by God for a mission, God says that he has branded you. Therefore, Alfreda and everyone else, he says you are entitled to the kingdom of heaven. You're entitled to his favor, grace, and mercy. Back about 4 months ago, I told you that I envisioned a place in which there were many doors. And the Lord says that once you go inside those doors, he says there are things that are designed just for you. And so God says that he has opened up in the name of Jesus right now, this very second, doors in which we will be able to tell about on Wednesday, and we'll be able to tell about God's will on Sunday. He has opened up doors. And he says, because we are of his kind, because we are his brand, he says, we have entitlement to doors that were once closed. We have entitlement to blessings that was in waiting for us to get ready. God says, we are of his brand. So a brand, you can call us the children of God. You can call us the disciples or the disciplets for a few. God says he has branded us. He has put a brand. Accept your brand. When I said yes, Lord, earlier I was saying, yes, Lord, I accept the brand that you're going to give me. Yes, Lord, I accept every door and everything that's inside those doors. Yes, Lord, I accept the will of God. Yes, Lord, I accept the test. Yes, Lord, I accept your favor, grace, and mercy. That's what I was saying yes to. So brand has to do with the skills, has to do with our speaking, our image, and our heart. God says he has branded us. He says we belong to him. Therefore, he will provide everything that we need because he is our shepherd. Not that he wasn't our shepherd before, but God says that we have taken this ministry, we have taken our faith to a different level, and now we are branded by God. Somebody say branded. Number two, he says, value. He says there is value on your brand. God says, but what is the cost of him dying on the cross? What is the cost of his love? What is the cost of his favor and grace and mercy? God says it's priceless. He says there is nothing we can do on earth to repay him for his love. There is nothing we can do on earth to repay him for his grace and mercy, nor for his going to the cross and giving up his only begotten son. So God says, since we are branded, he says he has placed a great value on us. What is that value? God says the value is not in money. He says the value is in inheritance and favor. He says wherever you shall walk, wherever you shall run, he says that you will walk in favor and grace. You will walk into some unknown places because God reminds me, you asked for me to plant seeds in the places that I wanted you to walk. So therefore, since we walk by faith and not by sight, you're not going to know where faith, where mercy and grace is. But mercy and grace is going to find you when you get there. Somebody say, praise God. He says, so the value, a lot of people, he says, it's kind of like money. People take money to go shop. Well, God says the favor and grace is there. He says, because we're in the will of God, he has set up everything that we need. He says, our service is the repayment. Amen. He says, our service is the repayment. So we have a brand and we have a value, and the value is priceless. God says, then we must establish ourselves. God says, because all these things are going on, and because God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and because he has houses and land, and because he is rich, and because he is the shepherd, and because he had 12 disciples, and because he rules the earth, he says that those who are branded and those who have value, he says those particular individuals must humble themselves. When he talk about the valley, he said he's not talking about experiences in the valley. He's talking about having a humble spirit. God says he has humbled us so that we may be of service, not only to him, but to the people. He says there's a difference between a slave and a service. He says a servant of God not only speaks the word, but they live the word, and they serve the people who need service. So God says he's going to establish us in the valley. He's going to establish us and humble us. He's going to give us a humbling experience, that experience where something happens that you may not deserve and you become speechless or lost with words. He says, but we're going to have some mountain experiences that will cause us to impact the people, amen, to impact the people. But God says before you get to this place, and many of us are already at the place of branding by God, God says you have to think on the good things even in the storms. He says that's a challenge to many people, to think on the good things. The rain is pounding down, the thunder is sounding, you're getting soaking wet, and you still have to think on the good things. Lord, at least I'm able to run to the car. Some people don't have a car to run to. They have to keep walking. God says, think on the good things, right? Think on the good things. Then he says, your desires. What are your desires? You should know your desires, because that's how you know that you're walking in the will of God, and that's how you know that you're walking in the right direction, because you have desires. God says, pray over those desires, whatever they are. You don't have to tell everybody what your desires are. God says, pray unto him concerning your desires. Why? Because our Father is rich with houses and land. He holds the world in the palm of his hand. Rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. Tell him I'm a child of God. That's where that brand comes from. God says, the brand. He has branded you. You are his image. You are his child. Many people say, well, I know everybody's his child, but God has branded some, just like he's called some to be apostles, some to be ministers, some to be preachers. God says he has branded us. He has branded us. And when you become branded, then you have a value with that brand. But God says the value is priceless. He says that's favor, grace, and mercy. Your value is going to be paid by your actions and service to the people, right? He says, so everything that you need is already set up. The only thing that's missing is you being in those places. Amen? We're talking about seats. Then he says, establish us in the valley, but we shall have those mountain experiences. God is going to humble us. God says it's like going to the dentist when you're getting ready to get a tooth pulled and you have a numbness in your mouth, right? God says he is going to humble us and give us humble spirits, right? Because we are serving the people. He says, but once again, it goes back to think on the good things. It goes back to the desires. God has branded us. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God has branded us. Thank you, Jesus. God has branded us. Amen. And we're going to be able to talk about the great things. God says, we're going to be happy this week. He says, God says he's going to open some doors this week. He says, and whatever goes and whatever comes, he says, think on the good things. Don't be so naive where you think that you're going to laugh at everything. He says, but every day that you wake up, think on the good things, because some people have it worse than what you have it. God says, stop complaining and murmuring and just do and think on the good things of God. Amen? Amen. And so we want to make sure that in the storms, are you able to think of the good things? Are you able to articulate or write down the desires of your heart and pray over them and really believe it? Are you able to praise God in the storms? That's another question. Are you able to praise God in the storms? So this week, there are going to be some doors opening. We're going to be excited and happy. But God says he wants us to also, in our excitement and our happiness, also continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen? Amen. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, positive community leaders, please, please, please Facebook at Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure you mark your calendars. We are going to have a youth talent show that will be in June. We're still trying to get the date together because a lot of things have come up. There will be a talent show, a youth talent show, so be sure to mark your calendars for that. In June, we want to congratulate the 2015 graduates, and we're going to say it again. I'm so proud of the youth, and I will, you know, we'll have a special poem or something for our youth graduates. And when I say ours, I'm speaking about all over the world, okay? So if you're a senior, be sure to listen to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, just continue to pray for your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, make sure you check out my hub pages. It's ALFREDA.HUBPAGES.com. These are the hub pages, and a lot of people are reading these hub pages, and I want you to be a part of that reading group. We have topics such as In the Spotlight, The Blues Is All Right by the late Mr. B.B. King. And we know that his music was very influential in many communities. And the song that I really loved was a song entitled, he wrote a song, and this particular song was Let the Good Times Roll. And we should let the good times roll. And we should live each day as if it was our last, because we just don't know. Then in our political arena, we have the Jeb Bush story. You have to read it. It's an exciting story. Then Mr. Rick Perry, he's rebuilding. Then, of course, we had a Mother's Day tribute. Love your mother every day, not just on Mother's Day. Be sure to read that. Then we have in the gospel field, we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and all of her things. I had an interview with her, and I spoke to her, and she told me how much she loved the Lord and the themes that she wanted in her music. Then we have Sister Hillary Clinton, 2016 presidential nominee. She says every American needs a champion, and I want to be that champion. Well, read about how she's going to become your champion or how she may not become your champion, but I want you to read about it. Then we're going to talk about injustice or justice. We're back in the social arena. And we're looking at Freddie Gray, the gentleman who was killed in the streets and so by the police. So I want you to look at those things. Injustice or justice, you weigh in. Then we have Dr. Alfreda Love. You know, I'm telling you a little bit about myself since I'm going to be writing some of the articles. And since I'm going to be doing some things in the community, I want you to know who's serving you. Okay, so be sure to read that. Then we have the Clark sisters. They have a reality show. Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole, her show, The Preachers of Detroit. Be sure that you're tuning in, supporting that. And, you know, the vision that God is going to give she and her sisters. Be sure to look at that. Then we're looking at the story with Miss Loretta Lynch, to be or not to be the U.S. Attorney General. Well, she is the Attorney General, but I want you to read the article and see how that came about. Then we have school news. We were getting ready to take the STAR test, and we have some videos in there. Read about that. Then we have Elder Bernice King, who is the daughter of the legendary late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. She says, walk with your head up. If you ever feel down or depressed, just read that article. Then we have the King's Death on the Mountain. When we look at equality and social and emotional justice, just think about Dr. King. Look at his life. And then, of course, with entertainment and gospel, we have Man and Wife series. This is one of the best reality shows that I've ever heard or ever witnessed or ever watched. So be sure to watch this particular reality show every Tuesday, 8, 9 Central Standard Time. Be sure to tune in. on Bounce TV. Then here I am in the community. No Child Left Behind. I still think that this particular act needs revisions, and that's what we're pushing for, revisions. And so because we want to make sure that all students have the ability and are afforded the right to be able to learn, and we want to make sure that we're not just coming up with acts, but we have action behind it as well. Then my first article was Fear of the Unknown, and we look at the 40% of African-American males who die violent deaths. Why are they dying? We also look at different avenues and what we can do as a community to help with these issues. So be sure to just look at my hub pages, and if you want to follow, you can, but most people, like I said, they read the article and they'll inbox me, or they read the article, they'll email me and want to be on the show, they want to talk about some things. And I'm going to have other articles as well, so be sure to continue to look at the afrida.hubpages.com. In addition to that, you're always welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Just understand that our church is getting ready to have our Vacation Bible School, and I will have some information about that. We're going to have that in June, so be sure to look out for that on my Facebook page, as well as an article about my church. Be sure to look out for that, and be sure to come out to 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. Be sure to bring your children out in June. I will give you the specific dates and the times the next time I get on the ministry. In addition to that, just know that we're going to have some very special guests come on. We're going to talk about different topics. We're going to talk about First Lady Michelle Obama. She feels that some minorities are not welcome in, like, museums and other places of that such. We're going to talk about President Obama and how Congress and other individuals are not buying the fact that we need gun control, and we really do, because we see an increase in the death rate, and people are not being responsible with the weaponry and the guns and things of that nature. Then we're going to also talk about social issues and emotional issues and things of that nature, relationships. And so I want you guys to really, really, really get serious and tune in to the Love of Jesus ministry. I want you to connect with me on Facebook, connect with me on my hub pages. I would love to have you. And just I thank each and every one of you. I want to congratulate the two articles with the most hits. Coming in first place was the particular article with the Mans on Bounce TV, Man and Wife Series Review. We had over 90,000 hits on that. Then we have Sister Hillary Clinton, and we had like 60,000 and something hits. So, you know, just continue to support and look at these particular articles. They're great articles, not because I wrote them, but it's because of the content and the people we're writing about. I'm going to get into writing magazines. I love to write, you know, and writing is my passion. Amen. And so I'm picking it up again. I used to always write poetry, but I'm picking it up again. So just be sure to connect with me. Be sure to continue to pray unto God. Ask God for strength. We're going to have a great week this week. God is good. God says that you have the victory. God says that you are favored. You are highly favored. But I want to leave you with this. Make sure that you are able to thank God, even in the midst of your storm. Make sure that you pray over the desires of your heart and know that God is able. And then finally, make sure that you continue. You continue, continue, continue to just pray unto God. Continue to stay prayed up, because God has branded us. He's put a value on us, and he is going to establish us. Amen. I thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am scheduled to have an interview on tomorrow about a different topic, and I'm seeking confirmation. So I will let you know and check my Facebook page. If so, that means that we will interview around 7 or 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So just watch my Facebook page. We're going to listen to Sister Tamala Mann, Take Me to the King, followed by our closing song. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, and we're going to have our gospel artist chart list, even if we do not have an interview. Take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left.
Always remember the Jesus.
Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.